Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. I just feel it. I know it's going to be an incredible show. It's actually been a while since I've actually just done the hosting by myself with no guest co-host, like right next to me or on screen, and I kind of like it. I'm getting back to this feel a little bit every now and then, you feel me? And I love it. I miss this. I remember when I literally was starting and the whole guest co-hosting kind of just came in as like, okay, maybe I should just twist it up, probably like change the look and the segments, just the whole outlook on how the show is. And I love it. However, I love doing this and I love talking to everybody and also I love people watching this and streaming this and they're like, yo, what does Just a Dude have to say, like, without anybody being around him and all that stuff. I love it. I'm kind of everywhere. My thoughts are everywhere right now. So if I'm not making sense, so sorry. I'm just excited about this show. I'm just excited about this show. I want to dive into this and, of course, not rush through this because recently Takeoff had passed away. He died November 1st of this year in Houston, Texas. In case certain people don't know who Takeoff is, you might know Takeoff from the Migos. And if you heard of the Migos, you already know they were an amazing group. And Takeoff was a part of the Migos since 2008. And it was just so unfortunate. First of all, when I heard about Takeoff dying, the first thing I heard when I heard his name was reportedly that he had died over a dice game. When I heard that, that immediately triggered something inside of me. And like, yo, this is really irritating me. Like the minute I heard that, him just passing away was just like, he's young. Like literally, he's still young. And not only that, over a dice game? Like what? Like I'm looking up to this guy like, yo, he's like an adult to me. And I would think some adult wouldn't be killed over a dice game. And that was what I heard reportedly. And I'm like, what is this what it's all about at this point? Like, it just really, really irritated me. And it still irritates me up until this day. Because why is that the first thing I hear after all this, you know, thing about, oh, Takeoff is just gone? And I don't take that lightly at all. Because that's a life, man. And I know he impacted so many people. And I'm like, yo, he's gone. That's... like, I don't want people just dying to just be normal to me. You know, I don't want to be numb to that, you feel me? And according to Vibe.com, Quavo's sister is demanding information on Takeoff's killer by any means. Yeah. It bothers me, man. Why over a dice game? Why this early? That's my question. You feel me? And I really don't like to hear that anybody's dying whatsoever. And like, he's just, yo, like he's young. Like, jealousy, being envious, anger. I know that plays a whole lot in this. And at the same time, I'm just like, I wouldn't be surprised if I was the same way, saying I'm demanding information on the killer of whoever, in this case, Takeoff. Drake, Justin Bieber, Cardi B, and more honor Takeoff at Celebration of Life in Atlanta. Close collaborators and loved ones, including Migos, Offset, and Quavo, shared memories at Atlanta State Farm Arena a week after the MC's death. And my heart goes out to the Migos and the whole family, everybody that was so close to take off, and everybody who is being affected by this, that, you know, my heart goes out to you. I'm feeling hurt. And it's crazy because I heard of the Migos. I've listened to the Migos before. And this is just my opinion. You don't even have to be into somebody's music. But the moment they're gone, it's like, yo, like, don't you feel something? Offset had posted on Instagram addressing to Takeoff, in which he wrote, "The pain you have left me with is unbearable." Takeoff continues to say, "My heart is shattered and I have so many things to say, but I can't find the words. I've been going to sleep and waking up hoping that all of this is a dream, but it's reality, and reality feels like a nightmare." Man. And your environment means a lot, like, for real. Another thing I want to address is on October 7th of this year, Quavo and Takeoff released their debut album, Only Built for Infinity Links. They released their debut album as a duo. That's the last time, for me, I heard new music from even Takeoff, you know, personally. I don't want to just sit here and say, oh, it's sad. It's sad. R.I.P. And I'm not getting on anybody who does that or says that. I wish I could do something to stop stuff like this. And I know a lot of people feel the same way. He made an impact, man. And I know that his music will continue to live on, and people will be streaming and listening to his music and playing his music everywhere all the time. This is a crazy world we live in. The only thing I can think of now is just honoring him by listening to his music, you know, hearing what he had to say and everything that he did. Takeoff was talented, gifted, and outside of music, I know he had an impact on so many people. Oh, man, I have no words still, though. It's going to be okay. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep pressing on. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today is a content creator. It's been a while since I've been able to say that, actually. He's a creator. He's a creative YouTuber. Help me welcome, for the first time on my show, debuting his first appearance on any talk show, my friend, Evan Ruhlman. Dude.
Yo.
Thank you for stopping by, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, bro. I've been so excited since I met you.
Yeah, man. What's up? How you doing? I know. We've been literally just talking all week, man. How you doing? What's going on, man? I know you busy.
Man, I'm doing great, man. And you know, it's like we were saying, it's cold out, man. It's terrible. You know, the weather's getting bad, but you know, we're inside. We're warm.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You cool?
You're doing chilling. Good, man. How you doing?
Man, you know, I'm trying, I'm hanging in there. Me? I'm okay. I'm doing my little thing. You feel me? I got this little thing called the Ado Show that I've been doing. And then I got this little thing called making albums and releasing records. So that's what I've been basically doing is songwriting. Yeah, man. So tell me. Because I'm going to take some notes from you today because
I'm
going to go back to doing regular YouTube videos right after I finish season one of this show. So you got to tell me, where are you getting all this energy from? Do you wake up every day and say, it's going to be a great day, or I don't know if it's going to be a great day, but I'm going to make it a great day. So what do you do to like prep for
honestly,
a YouTube video?
Yeah, I don't know really. I never some nights like so like I'll tell you the type of content I do. I do like pranks, vlogs, you know, just public videos. I just like making people laugh. And the thing about that is for, you know, those type of videos, you got to be very, 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 what's the word I'm looking for? Creative. You know, you got to like, you can't do the same prank someone does or else it's going to be, oh, he copied, you know, like you got to. So some nights I just be laying down, man. I'm telling you, like whenever you're just about to go to bed, you have the craziest thoughts. And I'll be like, oh, I need to do that video. And then I wake up, go. So, you know, maybe I don't film it the same day, but I go out and film. I don't know. Just sometimes ideas will just come to my head. And oh, and if you ever get ideas, immediately write that down because I'd be forgetting. And but yeah, I mean, really, you got to be really creative. And, you know, if you have the personality for it, which I think you do, you'd be good at pranks and vlogs and stuff like that. You're a funny guy. And, you know, just be yourself and be creative, I guess. It's kind of hard to just, you know, it's harder than it seems like just, hey, go be fucking creative.
Well, let me tell you something. You do a really good job with it, honestly. You really do an amazing job.
Thank you.
And I honestly will say that it takes so much energy to do what you do. And I know there are a bunch of other content creators watching this and they're like, yes, like literally yes. When we don't feel like jumping off walls and doing things and that are out of the ordinary, it takes so much energy and so much out of you, especially if you don't have somebody around you.
And I don't think that, you know, people that don't do YouTube that are like kind of on the outside judging you and everything, I don't think they understand how much of a grind it really is. Like, I've been doing it for a year and I'm just now getting close to 1K. It is such a grind. It takes a lot out of you. Like, there's been times I've been so sleep deprived, and because I'm staying up late editing or like promoting my videos. And then the next day I just do not have any energy to film and I just rush videos to get out. And what I've learned is you can't really rush because, you know, you got to make it perfect. Because who wants to watch like a scrambled video, you know? And man, it takes a lot of energy, but you got to just balance yourself, you know, maybe, you know, focus on sleep, get, you know, film on the weekend. And then that's what I do. I just do everything during the week, film on the weekend. But yeah, if I had any advice for you guys, definitely balance it out, man. Like, it's like you were saying, it takes so much out of you. And me personally, I'm not a Red Bull type of guy, so or coffee. So I'm always tired, man.
But let me tell you something. You know how positive you are. Like, I'm sitting up here, I'm like, he should just take my seat and just host the show one day, because I'm like, I feel like you just have this.
You just have
like an energy, man. Like, for real though, like I know what you do on camera is amazing, but even outside of just YouTube, you just as a person, like, you don't always have to like put on a facade or like a performance mode personality, because you are naturally just Evan. You are the great Evan Woolman. You feel me?
I appreciate that, man.
And let me hold on. Because I wanna say this before anybody else say this. You are a legend, like, for real. So
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, bro.
Of course. So never forget me. Because I'm pausing a lot because
if you've seen
like his growth, like I've been, I ain't gonna lie, I've been like last night before I had to do this, I was binge watching all your YouTube videos. Literally, I've treated it like it was like a Netflix series, and I was like, yo, I first of all, when I met you, I didn't underestimate you being a content creator because your energy was already cool. But then the content even surprised me in the way the edits were, because I'm like, okay, hold on, he's doing something that is attracting people, and not only is attracting people, but it's even catching my eye. And I'm a very difficult person because I don't always be conforming to society and what they what the industry wants and stuff. So I really like what you do, man. Now, Did you now I want to say, what's the word, aspire to be like an entertainer, you feel me, in any sort whatsoever?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. It's just something, just I just love making people laugh, man. I don't know. It's just I love entertaining. I love it's just one of the things I was good at, and I always had a huge passion for it, and then now I'm taking it seriously, hoping, you know, be at the top one day, making a bunch of people laugh. That's the goal. But yeah, I just, you know, it's a grind. You just got to keep pushing. But definitely, to answer your question, I'd love to do that.
Man, one of your YouTube videos, I was just literally just cracking up over, because you were pretending to play the piano, or you were playing the piano, and yeah, I love that one. And then you were trying to get somebody to hear you, and they didn't hear you, and it was just so funny how the way it all played up. And I don't know if it was your friend or your cameraman, just there, just recording you, like. Okay,
dude.
Okay, like literally,
that was so funny to film. I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it, and it's like, bro, I'm like, yo, like, he's just doing it, and I'm like, I'm cracking up because I'm like, he's not even trying to be off key, like he's trying actually.
Man, I gotta take some lessons or something.
Man, that's my
terrible.
I'm like, I don't know.
I put in of me like playing like Mozart.
Was that a Maroon? I believe it was a Maroon 5 song. You were. Trying to, was it?
Yeah,
man.
Girls like you. Man. That's the only thing I can play. That's it.
Man, let me tell you something. Zoom just popped up. The Zoom thing just said you only got 10 minutes left, literally. But we're going to keep recording.
Oh, okay. Bet.
No. We're going to keep recording. Oh, we got a whole show, man. You got all the time you need.
Of course.
This is dedicated to Evan Ruhlman, everybody. All right. This is his. His taping, man. This is season one. We're doing this. We doing this now. This is Evan Ruhlman's thing.
Oh,
now,
let's go.
That's what I'm saying, man. So, what am I saying? I have a lot of thoughts. Okay, so who did you want to start YouTube? Because I know this is everybody's question. Did you want to start doing YouTube videos, or someone else said you should do YouTube?
So, funny thing about that is. Actually, I could get a whole story into this if that's okay.
Go ahead. Take your time. Take all the time you need, bro.
Let me get a sit. This is about to be a lot.
All right, do your thing. Woo, my goodness. We about to have a real conversation. Let me tell you something.
Okay, so about 2 years ago during the 2020, during the whole coronavirus, you know, lockdown and everything, and you couldn't even, like, you know, go to the store. Me and my friends, I don't know, we were just very bored, and I think we were just walking somewhere one night, and I just pulled my phone out as a joke, and I just started taking a video. I'm like, yo, what's up, YouTube? You know, we're back. I didn't even post a video, but I was like, you know, we're back. And I think just that whole summer, I just got, you know, I kept doing videos. I mean, they were very cringy and everything, but, you know, I liked doing it. I liked, you know, just being it was kind of like, how I found out, like, who I am, like, my personality. And then, so, that was the summer, and then I went into my senior year of high school, and, you know, people were just clowning on me. They're like, man, these videos suck. They're cringy. Which, looking back, yeah, they were pretty cringy. But I was just having fun, and so I deleted everything on my channel. I had about 40 subscribers because, you know, I was going to school, and I didn't want anybody, you know. You know, I back in high school, I cared so much about what people thought. So senior year, I kept my grades up. I graduated, but I knew I could never go to school again for 4 years. It just made me so, like, I don't want to say depressed, but just like my anxiety was terrible. And so I'm like, man, what can I do? And then my friends were like, man, you know, you're pretty good at making people laugh. So I was like, let me take a gap year, figure it out. But then, honestly, that next summer, I figured out I want to do YouTube. I went out and bought a camera, mics, and I just started filming, messing around. Man, I just ended up loving it. And it sucked at first because, you know, people from school were like, oh, man, what? You're not going to be nothing without college, man. I mean, I'm still kind of nothing now. But maybe, I mean, hopefully in the future, I'll be something. And, I mean, just me, I just loved making people laugh. And I knew, I'm like, I can't really go to college for this. I guess I could take like an editing class, But I just taught myself everything, and I think I've really improved in the last year. And I'm just excited for the future. You know, hopefully I can, you know, make the world laugh one day. That's the goal. And like I bet you're trying to do the same, man, with proving people wrong. You know, I mean, I bet a lot of people have told you, you know, you're not gonna be nothing, man. It's just, it's gonna be the best feeling in the world when you prove people wrong. So, I guess, yeah, that's where it all started. The 2020, you could thank the coronavirus lockdown for me starting to do YouTube. That's just what gave me a passion for it, man.
Man, I really resonate with that. I really believe you are going to be something great. I believe now you already are something great.
I appreciate that.
I really believe that as time goes on and as time just keeps going and going, people will know who Evan Ruhlman is. And I know now you're already great. Like, literally, I feel like you're even doing better than me. Not even in a sense. I'm just saying overall, I feel like you're doing better than me.
I appreciate your words,
and I listen, man, I appreciate you stopping by the show, letting me waste your time and all that. But I just, like, I really want to say you're just you, man. And the best you will come out of you if you just keep figuring out whoever you want to be and do for yourself and for other people. And I know everybody sees him as, like, the guy who makes people laugh and just entertains, but I'm telling you, like, I know you got a heart for people, man. And I know, like, you got something special, man. I want to talk to you more. You're amazing. This is going to be amazing. This is history. Evan's on my show. Evan Ruhlman's on my show. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Ado Show. And, while the break was happening, I was thinking, I was like, what if Evan did a movie or a commercial? Like, would you be down for doing that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's crazy. I used to want to get into acting. Like, I don't know. Have you ever seen the show Outer Banks?
It's been a while since I've heard that show. Yeah. My friend put me on.
I, like, applied to be an extra in that. And, you know, yeah, man. And they were saying, like, yeah, we're down. But then they made me pay this fee, and they're going to make me take all these classes. I'm like, yo, what? Like, I'm not trying to take all these classes. I just want to be in the background.
Right. Oh, my God. You would have been amazing. You should have even been an extra. I mean, you could have even done one of the little parts. That could have just made everything.
Bro. I could have been the next John B., man.
Bro, guys. Netflix, Hulu,
come on, Netflix.
Somebody, pick him up. Like, literally, like, I mean, and continue to do YouTube. Like, do what you love. But somebody pick this kid up. No, I'm playing. I'm not playing when I said that. This guy is going to be amazing. So you better, don't sleep on my boy. Do not sleep on him. He is amazing too. Man, I appreciate it. But of course, you got that energy.
I know. So I've always wanted to be in a show. Like, I love Netflix. I'll just be watching. I'm like, man, I wish I was in that show, low-key. And I just couldn't. I didn't have the time to do all the acting classes. I'm like, you know, I didn't know I had to do classes for this. But, you know, maybe one day I'll be in a movie or something. I think that would be pretty cool.
You know what? I was thinking about this, and I didn't think about announcing this whatsoever, even though it's really not important right now to announce. However, I always wanted this show to be on DVD, even though nobody's, like, doing DVDs anymore. Because you remember the commercials when they come out with your favorite show on, they say, and the narrator would say, like, let's take SpongeBob, for example. SpongeBob SquarePants is available now on DVD, on Volume 1 and Volume 2.
That crazy fast shit.
You get bonus features and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Get SpongeBob SquarePants Volume 1, Volume 2 right now on DVD. What if we tested that out? Would you mind if you tested that out if you did that for my show? if we did that for season
two. I love that.
Like for season two, because we're gonna do. Am I supposed to say this? I'll figure
bro,
it out.
We're dropping information today.
Yeah. I'm like, should I say what I'm gonna say?
Wait, course, bro, I think your mic cut out.
My mic cut out. Uh oh.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Oh no.
No. Just started now.
It just started now?
I can't. Nah.
Oh no, he can't.
Wait. Hear us. Come back a little closer. Wait a minute.
He can't hear us, y'all. Hold on.
Now I can hear.
Oh, now you can hear. Okay. Now I can hear. So if I back up like this, it's nothing.
Oh no, it's good now. Good now.
It's good now. Okay, it was a little glitch. See, y'all see, technology can fail at times, but it's okay.
Man,
that's what I'm saying. But see, that's what makes this show great, because you get the realness. You feel me? All right, this is real. This is real stuff that's happening right now. Okay, So I had this crazy vision. I was like, yo, he has this energy. And I was going to ask you off camera. I'm like, even if you didn't want to do it, we'll still include this on the show. I'm like, because yeah. Evan's Evan, like he's him. You feel me? And
yeah, I'm him.
Yeah, he's him. Yo, he's him. You know, yeah, I was like, that'd be pretty dope. And I'm like, I know exactly how I would like it to look like, but I don't know exactly how it's going to come out. However, I feel like it'll just be like this dope thing. And I don't know. We're going to do something big.
That would be awesome, man. Yeah. I love this stuff. Just like talking like I'm Eminem. Come get the CD. I'm going to be joining you. I have to practice that a little bit, but I'd love to do that.
Of course, man. And of course, you know, besides this show, you're gonna do not only are you going to do big things, you're already doing big things. I feel like you got a lot inside of you. Yo, don't underestimate my guy Evan. Yo, I feel like this is gonna be cool. I don't know how this is gonna go, but I feel like this is gonna be cool, because I feel like you and I are full of surprises. We're gonna play a game after this. Stick around, there's more Beer Dude Show after this.
It's game time.
Welcome back to the Ado Show. This segment is called Rapid Fire. All right, here we go. What's your worst habit?
My worst habit? Shoot. Man, my worst habit. I'd probably say biting my nails.
What song do you always blast when nobody's around?
What song do I always blast when no one's around? Like I'm repeating everything. shoot. Definitely anything. Man, why can I not think? Austin and Ali, bro. I'd be best.
Really?
Bro, I love Austin Ali. It's my favorite Disney show. And I'll be upside down. Man, I'll be just digging that. And also, man, any 2000s. Like I listen to a. When no one's around, I got a pocket full of sunshine. You know what I'm talking about? And Party of the USA, of course. Oh, good one.
Yeah, man. If you had a time machine, what time period would you go back to?
Man, definitely the 80s. I feel like I'd love the 80s, man. It just describes me so well, because I love this show on Netflix. It's called Cobra Kai. And man, it's just like, it's just 80s theme, man. Karate. Arcade, not caring about anything on your phone, man. It's just, I'd love it.
I want to get Jacob on my show from Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, I was actually, if you don't mind, I gotta show you this picture. Go ahead. I was at a hockey game last night. I'm getting so off track. I was at a hockey game.
No.
The other night, and I saw this guy that looked just like him. Okay, wait, I gotta find it.
Oh, that kid. Oh, okay. I got you.
Tell me that's not a baby Jacob Bertrand.
All right.
But yeah, the '80s for sure.
What's the last text you sent? You might
the
have
last
to get
text
off.
I sent.
You might have to. Oh, you are on your laptop. I was gonna say you might have to get off Zoom for this one.
I texted my friend and I said, I said, oh, that's sick. That was the last one.
What's something you're irrationally afraid of?
Oh, heights, 100%. And spiders, bro. Heights, literally, we were at the hockey game, like I was saying, and we were just in the upper deck. Man, I was, nope, I will not be doing that. See, like, the thing with me, I'm fine with heights when I'm, it, like safe, like a plane, I'm fine. If I'm just standing, nah, I'm good.
Tell us three interesting things we'd find in your house.
Three interesting things you can find in my house? Oh, shoot. Man, wow, I don't even honestly. I have an air hockey table. Air hockey, I guess, I have a microphone right here for like music.
You make music?
Yeah, no, well, I make music, but I haven't like, you know, released anything because, I don't know. I don't know how to produce, nothing like that. But I made some songs and I've only showed a few people, but I'm hoping to get into that one day. And then, yeah, let's see. The third thing I'd probably say. Oh, my slippers. Let me show you these. Hold on. Look
Go
at
ahead.
These bad boys.
Oh, my. Oh,
I got these at Disneyland. They're supposed to be Goofy slippers.
can I have a pair?
Can you what?
I want a pair. Can I have a pair? You said you got it from Disneyland.
Yes, bro. They're so comfortable, man. And
he
it
got
is
them
described
from Disneyland.
Like I'm a big goof.
Oh my goodness. Yo, what is the most rebellious thing you've ever done as a kid?
Rebellious, like savage.
Sure.
Man, I was a bad kid. No, not like in a bad way. Like my language, I guess. I was hung out with the wrong people. But I'd say, okay, so we're about to tell this story. All right, I don't think I've ever told you a story. So,
story time.
Yes, dude. In fifth grade, supposed to be rapid fire, but man, this is funny. You're gonna like. So, in fifth grade, man, so it was Valentine's Day, and I had a crush on this girl in our class. I don't even know if this is rebellious, but I feel like it is. And I had made her a Valentine card, and I put my number on it. I was like, yo, text me. Which, by the way, I don't even know how I had a phone in fifth grade. I don't know what I was doing. And I was like, yo, text me at this number. And I was going to give it to her, you know, you go around the class, pass up the Valentine's. But, you know, last second, I was like, nah, let's not do that shit. So, one of my friends that's actually, he's like my filmer, like we're still friends. I took the Valentine I made for him and I crossed his name out and I put her name on it. And so I ended up not giving my friend the Valentine and I never even gave her the number. Man, that's not even rebellious, huh? But, no, basically, I was a savage and I declined her. Well, no, I didn't like. I don't know how to feel. It was fifth grade. Like, I don't know what love is.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You feel me?
Heck, man, I was just focused on, you know, playing.
You're 12. You're 11, 12.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
A fifth grader? It's fine. You know.
What about you? What's your most rebellious thing?
Hey, bro. Hey.
Let me hear it. It's probably way better than mine.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have for today.
No way.
We'll
get into it off camera.
So you got me thinking, bro. You twisting the thing. All right, you twisting the channel. All right, here we go. All right, last one. Finish the sentence. Wait a minute. Do you drive?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay. What's the fastest you've ever driven in a car?
When I'm driving myself?
Sure.
Shoot. I'm more of a safe, you know, people call me like a Karen when I'm driving. I'm not. I'm just a safe driver, man. Like, I because I had an old experience where I had to, you know, I accidentally hit someone, but it wasn't even anything that bad. And so I just took the car out. It wasn't that bad. And so probably the fastest I've driven is like 90. Because when I'm playing music, man, I don't even think about how fast. Like, I was listening to some freaking like Miley Cyrus, and I was zooming past that.
Finish the sentence. Finish the sentence. I feel cheerful when.
I feel cheerful when one of my friends is succeeding.
Evan Ruhlman, everybody. Thanks so much for stopping by the show, bro.
Of course, man.
Watch Evan Ruhlman right now on YouTube.com. Subscribe to him. He's going to be amazing. He's already amazing. Check out Evan Ruhlman right now, only on YouTube.com.
Mind if I do a message?
Go ahead.
All right. I don't even know what I was going to, like, okay. So I was trying to give a message. I don't know what your normal age audience is, but I want to give a message out to the, you know, anybody that's watching the youth. You know, don't listen to what other people have to say about you. Pursue your dreams. Keep grinding. You know, do what you love to do. Don't feel like you're trapped and forced to go to like college if you don't want to. There's many ways, many ways you can make money in this world, man. And I'm just, you know, I try to inspire people, you know, just don't, you know, do what you love to do. And because, you know, you only get one life. So why do something you don't love, you know? Just, yeah, keep being yourself, man. If you guys ever need any advice, you can message me, Evan Ruhlman. Yeah, man, I loved coming on this show. Oh, and like we were saying earlier with my music, I should hopefully be dropping like a single, like not this year, early next year. I'm trying to. I have this good song I recorded, and I showed a few people, like one guy who's like an artist. He said he loved it, man. So we're just trying to figure out. Excuse me, not figuring out. We're trying to get it mixed and everything, and then, man, I can't wait. But yeah, man, I loved coming on here. Go, guys, you know, go show him some love, and just keep being yourself. Learn to laugh, man. Laugh all your problems out instead of, you know, put down the alcohol, man. Put down the vape and just laugh, man. I guess that's kind of, I don't know if that makes sense, but I just try to, you know, push the youth, man. You don't have to resort to people are gonna think I'm a copycat, but don't, you know, you don't have to resort to alcohol, man. And vaping, man, it's just bad for you. And I promise you, there's ways out. Keep killing it, everyone. Keep killing it on the Adu show. Keep killing it, man. This was awesome, man. I really liked it.
The legend, Evan Ruhlman, everybody. It's Evan Ruhlman, everybody. Literally, you amazing, bro.
Bro.
Subscribe to Evan Ruhlman right now, only on YouTube.com. Stick around, there's more of the Adu show after this. I'll be right back. All the time that I have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of the show, you can, since the show's on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to, I think this is called the Adu Show. I think it is. I don't know if it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I should ask the management. Maybe I should just ask myself. I think this is called the Adu Show. You should watch the Adu Show and stream the show only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. I want to thank Evan Ruhlman. Stay cool. Live life. Until next time.